Hey, this is Steve Sumrall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 4.
Hey, thanks for watching and listening to Table Talk. Myself, named Steve Sumrall, and glad to have you with us. Sharing with you a little bit from the Word of God, something that happened to Jesus, and of course what he said. And Jesus referred to an Old Testament prophecy, and so we're going to share that with you in just a moment. Jesus was not anti-church. A lot of people who call themselves believers have positioned themselves, oh, I believe in God, and I believe in Jesus. I just don't like church. Well, the Bible tells us that Jesus said that the gates of hell shall not prevail against my church. And he wasn't talking about a building. I understand that. He was not even talking about a man-made governmental organization. And I think that's what most people talk about when they are against what they call church, is a governmental organization made up by man for a structure that holds the truths of the Word of God and then gives authority to different individuals to do different things inside that organizational structure. And people get mad at that. So it could be the building. It could be the people inside the building. And I know a lot of people that are anti-church, they talk about, oh, the hypocrite over there and the hypocrite over there. And they're really, really quick to point out the faults in others without realizing how many they have that are glaring. In fact, Jesus actually talked about that one time and said, it's amazing how we can point out a speck in somebody else's eye. And here we are, we've got a big old tree log in our own eye. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that absolutely amazing? Here we are, we're pointing out this and that fault, and this is wrong and that's wrong. And oh, we are great judges, but you got to remember there's one eternal judge, and that does not happen to be you. That's God, God himself. And so you're not the judge. And the Bible says, judge not, lest ye be judged. And so got to watch that there. Jesus was not judgmental in what happened in the book of Luke. It is chapter 4, where he went to the synagogue. Yes, he did. And he went to rabbinical school as a little boy. Yes, he did, because it was a habit of going to the synagogue and reading the scriptures. And so Jesus knew exactly where he was going. But more than that, he knew what he was going to do. And you talk about giving people a spin. Man, did he ever do it that Shabbat? And did he ever do that for history to recount for us in the Word of God of what he did? And so the Bible tells us in Luke 4 and verse 17, he was handed the book of Isaiah. Talking about the local priests, those rabbis, those in order, those in authority, handed him the book, as they might have done many times before. And when he opened the book, found the place where it's written, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Wow. I don't know about you, but every single time I look at that scripture and read that scripture, and even actually, there is power in reading scripture out loud to yourself. People walking by might think you're crazy, but what do you think about them anyway? And so, you know, the Bible tells us that the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, sent me to heal the broken in hearted, to proclaim the liberty to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. And we're not finished reading that yet. I'll get back to that in just a moment. But first, I want to read what Jesus had quoted. Isaiah chapter 61. Isaiah 61, beginning of verse 1, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. And once again, didn't you just feel the anointing on the Word of God when you just read that much? wow, the Spirit of God's on me. It's not the spirit of man. It's not all about me. It is all about Him, His anointing, His power, because without God, I can do nothing. But with Him, all things are possible to those that believe. That's the Word of God. And so we see in that 61:1, the Spirit of the Lord God's upon me, because, it's got to be a because, He has anointed me to preach the glad tidings to the poor. He sent me to heal the broken in heart, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those that are bound. And you don't need iron bars to be bound. There are many people who are bound that have never darkened the door of anybody's jail, but they're still just as bound to those that have been. To proclaim acceptable year of the Lord, the day of vengeance for God, to comfort those who mourn, and then to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and then the last part of verse 3, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Oh, my goodness. What a powerful scripture. I was saying this a couple of days ago, because the last few days, I've been traveling around a little bit with my dear wife, Diane. And so this summer, I was in Uppsala. Word of Life, had a great time. A Bible conference. And Lisa Bevere was one of the speakers. And Tommy Burnett was one of the speakers. I was. The pastor was. And we had an absolutely great time in the Lord. But what did the people respond to? They respond to the Word of God and how the Spirit of God can break every chain. And I mentioned to many that you got to get up, look yourself in the mirror, and read Luke 4 to yourself or Isaiah 61 to yourself every single day. And remind yourself that no matter what happens, Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Will you do that? Will you do that? It will absolutely change your life.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.